Blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 John 5, 4-10. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4-10. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify: the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement. We accept human testimony, but God's testimony is greater, because it is the testimony of God which he has given about his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God accepts this testimony. Whoever does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because they have not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. Let us reflect on the theme, overcoming the world through faith. Overcoming the world through faith. This passage begins with a powerful declaration. All who are born of God overcome the world, and this victory is achieved through faith. This faith is not a passive belief, but an active trust in Jesus as the Son of God, which empowers us Christian people to rise above worldly challenges and temptations. It emphasizes that overcoming the world is not through physical might or intellectual prowess, but through a heartfelt acknowledgement and acceptance of Jesus' Lordship. My dear friends, in a world filled with conflict, despair, and confusion, we are called to accept this victorious faith. This is not a denial of the world's realities, but an affirmation that through faith in Christ, one can overcome them. Christians are thus equipped to be instruments of hope and truth, living out the victory of faith confidently and courageously. Let this passage encourage you to evaluate your faith and its effectiveness in helping you overcome the world. Let it deepen your trust in the testimony of God, which is far superior to that of men and women. And let the internal testimony of belief in Jesus Christ shape your life to one of victory and purpose. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how does your faith shape your response to the challenges you face in your daily life? Number two, in what ways can you more fully embrace Jesus' Lordship to actively overcome the trials and temptations of the world? Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in humble acknowledgement of your sovereignty and grace. Lord, strengthen our faith, that we may see and overcome the worldly challenges that cloud our paths. Help us to trust deeply in your divine testimony about your Son, Jesus Christ, and to internalize this truth in every aspect of our lives. May we be instruments of your light, living confidently and courageously, anchored in the victory that faith in Jesus assures us. Guide us to not only profess your Lordship, but to manifest it through our actions and decisions. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.